Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Today we want to continue with the same subject as we had last week. It's called Following the Spirit in Prayer, part 2. The Bible text is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in spirit he speaks mysteries. Amen. In part one of this message, I spoke about praying in the spirit and supernatural prayer. Following the Spirit in prayer. If you didn't hear this message, please listen to it on Facebook and YouTube. Otherwise, you won't understand this teaching today. So we continue with this subject. Remember, in the Spirit we have a direct line communication. When you receive the Holy Spirit baptism, you receive a direct line in the Spirit through which Jesus Christ is able to make intercession for people and nations on earth. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, yet he has a legal right to make intercession through your voice here on earth, for you are a legal resident of this planet. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16 says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." What a statement that we have the mind of Christ. Jesus is our intercessor. He's our advocate. He's our lawyer, representing us before the Father. If you have made a sinful mistake, you're not condemned by God, but by the devil. But we have good news in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Acting on that promise will stop Satan in his attacks. But you must believe and act on it in faith. Some Christians say, "I confess my sin, but I don't feel any better." But feelings have nothing to do with that. Your feelings can fail you, but God's word will never fail you. But if you believe and hold fast to the word of God, your feelings will change. Sometimes your feelings will fail, but God's word doesn't. So when you become fully persuaded that God's word is true, your feelings will begin to line up with the word of God. You may have sinned. The word of God says, God is our judge and Jesus is our advocate. Or we can say, your father is a judge and your brother is your lawyer. The devil doesn't have a chance if you have repented and forsaken your sin. Romans 8, verse 31-34 say, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Who? "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It's God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Jesus, as our advocate, is on our side. He intercedes for you. Most people think God is mad at them because of their sin, but God is love. He wants you to confess and forsake your sins so that Jesus Christ can represent you before the Father. When Jesus represents you before the Father sees you through the blood of Jesus. He sees his righteousness in you. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Can we fathom the depth of such a statement? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Not our own righteousness, but it's his. Look at the words of Jesus in John's Gospel as he prayed to the Father, God. In John 17, verse 14 to 22, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of this world." Jesus says, we are not of this world, we are from above. "Just as I am not of the world, I do not pray that you should take them out of this world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth." Then verse 20, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they shall be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one." As God sent Jesus into this world, even so, Jesus has sent us. And the glory which God gave him, he has given to us, that we might be one. Jesus was talking about all believers. Remember the scripture's phrase in Hebrews 10:5 says, "A body you have prepared for me." There's no doubt this scripture has a dual meaning. In one sense, it refers to the physical body of Jesus that was given as a sin offering. But God also has prepared him a body that is physically on earth today to represent him here while he is in heaven. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He still has a body functioning on earth today. The body of Christ is alive and well on this planet earth. It is the only body Jesus has to work through on earth today. The body of Christ, the church. His present-day intercessory ministry must be channeled through his body here on earth. In Colossians, the Apostle Paul makes these profound statements. In Colossians 1, verse 24 and 25 through 27. I now rejoice in my suffering for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. In verse 27, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of his mystery, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. God's hope for this planet is Christ in you. Christ working through his body on earth today. Christianity is not a religion, it is Christ in you. The body which God has prepared on earth is a body of Christ. And the world has not been reconciled and restored to favor with God through what Christ did on their behalf. But they don't know about it and have not received Christ as their Savior. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. The Amplified Bible Translation puts it like this in 2 Corinthians 5, 19-20. It is God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but cancelling them, and committing to us the message of reconciliation, of the restoration to favor. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal, as it were, through us. We, as Christ's personal representatives, beg you for his sake to lay hold of the divine favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. The intercessory ministry of Jesus is limited to what the body of Christ will let him do through his body. So it's up to us. We are not really the intercessors, but we are his agents here on earth. He is the intercessor. But for Jesus to effectively carry out his present-day ministry of intercession, his body on earth must respond by allowing him to intercede through them the way God would pray. That supernatural flow will never fail. However, imperfect vessels sometimes fail to yield to the intercessor. Christ has a body which he can exercise authority in the earth today to the degree that they will respond to his intercession. Yet because you are a member of the body of Christ and serve as his agent here on earth, Jesus can legally intercede by way of the Holy Spirit through your spirit in a supernatural language, praying the perfect will of God. Then you know that heaven, earth, and hell will stand attention, for he prays the way that God would pray. We could say it this way: Christ in you, the hope of glory, until the contract expires and he returns to the, in the clouds to receive us to himself. John 17, verse 26, it says, and I have declared to them your name, And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. So we dare not limit his ministry, but allow him to intercede through us to exercise dominion on the earth, thereby declaring his name, his power, and his glory. For Jesus to fulfill his declaration, he must declare it through his body that is here on earth. Jesus now has a glorified body and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He has been restored to his divine power and glory that he once had with the Father before. He is as much God as God is God, for they are one. Because you are a member of the body of Christ, and serve as his agent here on earth, Jesus can legally intercede by way of the Holy Spirit through your spirit in supernatural language, praying with the perfect will of God. Then you will know that heaven and earth and all hell will stand attention, for he prays the way that God would pray. We could say it this way: Christ in us, the hope of glory, until the contract expires and he returns in the clouds to receive him, to receive us to himself. So he dare not limit his ministry by allowing him to intercede through us to exercise dominion in the earth, and thereby declaring his name, his power, and his glory.
Amen.